Tirhaneu, that why was she Osir if not for the Edim? Because her renew means, Rashi says, the Midas, that the Jews gave her away for a pledge, Midas, with their own willing. So therefore we say, if there's no Edim, that she's Posel. But Smashma, we're not in, Nech Pashaloi, but Mashma, if the Goyim took her and grabbed her, without asking us, then we say no, that she, they didn't live with her. Like only if we gave her away Midas, and then the Goyim feel more secure, and they'll live with her. Mashenken, if the Goyim chapta, Mashma, then the Goyim are afraid, the frat, because they want to get their money back, they won't live with her. So it's not like not like Shmuel just said. Shmuel just said that B'mokim, that the Goyim are at Kifa, even for Mama we have to be afraid they live with her. So says, I'll tell you who are there, Nafilu Nechbesha. Or Maise Shoye Kachoy, you know, it could be that real Nechbesha will be the same Aloha. Just the Maise Shoye Kachoy, that was the story that happened here, by here in Nuhu, when they gave her, when the Jews gave her away for a pledge. But the same halacha really would also be even by Nechbesha, even where they, in Nechbesha, even the case where the Goyim chapta, and that she was given away with a pledge. Alright, we'll stop here. Last Gemara, we'll go over again the next tape. Here we're holding Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, that the Mishnah says again, that Isha Shenech Pesha, the Yerdik Echovim, that a Mamma Materos Labailah, that if an Isha was captured by the Goyim, they put her into prison because they wanted money from her, the Locher is then, she's Mutta Labailah. So the Gemara again, we had a Chiddush that Shmuel said that's only where the Yad Yisrael is Tekifa. But if the Yad of the Echovim is Tekifa, then even if they took her for money matters, also we have to be afraid maybe the Goyim live with her. And she did it for Rotzen, so should be Asura Labaila. So now the Gemara says like this, and the Gemara brought a kasher on this from the case of Hiranuhu, when the Jews gave her for a pledge, gave her for a mashkin willingly to the Goyim. Now again, now the Gemara of Chol Zayin says like this, in the second line, Ika the Yarmi, some say, Omar Rava, Rava says, Afana Namatanina. Like we'll bring a proof to our Mishnah from this last Braisa. The Wada says like this, Hey Yid Reb Yasi Yakoyin, Reb Yasi Yakoyin said, Edis. Reb Yizchaya ben Akotzev and Reb Yizchaya ben Akotzev also, Abbas Yisrael and Abbas Yisrael Sheheranuhu b'Yashkelon. Heranu again means that the Jews gave her away for a pledge, that the Jews borrowed money from a guy and told the guy, here's my daughter, if we don't pay it back in a certain amount of time, you can keep her. B'Ashkelon, in the city Yashkelon, and the Maisa was B'Rechaku b'nei Mishpachta. When the Bnei Mishpacha, the family, found out about this, that the girl was given away to the Goyim for ransom, for a pledge, so they thought that for sure the Goyim lived with her, and therefore she became a psul, she's possible to marry a Goyim, she has a din of a Zaynirana, so therefore they stood away from her. But what happened was, V'yedeha mi'idin oleha shlo nistero v'shlo nitmo. She had Edim that saw her the whole time that the Goyim never had yichud with her, never lived with her. And V'yomru Chachom Nechom said, that imatem aminim sheherenuhu, if you believe these edim that said that she was given away to the Goyim for a pledge, is heimunu shelo nistera. You should also believe them that she was not nistera, she wasn't alone with the Goyim. V'shelo nitmo, she didn't have via with them. V'yemeinatem aminim shelo nistera v'shelo nitmo, but if you don't want to believe the edim that she did not live with the Goyim, is al taminu sheheru anua. You should not believe her either, that she was either captured, either given away for rent, or for a pledge to the Goyim. So you see why we believe the Edim. Now the story is now, for Ashkelon, the Ayidei Mom and Hevi. The city Ashkelon, the cases there was, they took people to jail, like the Goyim, took her away because of money. Now, the time of the Edim, Idinoisa. Why do we say she's kosher only? Because there are Edim there saying she didn't live with the Goyim. If there was no Edim there that saying Edis for her, loy, she would be Tomei. My lab, loyshno ranuav, loyshno nechbesho. There shouldn't be any difference whether the Jews gave her away for a pledge or whether the Goyim took her to prison because she did not pay the money. And in both cases we say that what? That she would have been Osir. Why? Because when the Yad Goyim is Govar, you see even Aidei Mammon also were afraid that she was Nivolo with them Barotzen. Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you, Hiranua Shani, maybe here is different. Here, Hiranua is a case that where the Jews gave her away willingly for a pledge, here it's worse. Here we're afraid maybe the Goyim lived with her. But it could be if the Goyim took her to prison by force, maybe then we're not afraid at the moment that they would live with her. And therefore, there's no proof to our Mishnah. Now, Vika the Ramele Mirma, some even asked her for a question on our Mishnah. Tanan, it says, Now Mishnah, they mum in Materas Labaila, that if the Goyim took her to prison because of money matters, they wanted to get money from her, so she's Muta Labaila. We don't say the Goyim live with her. We're a Minu, have a kasher on this. It says that, hey, it Rabbi Yossi, the case just before. And again, Ashkelon, they mumming. Here the city where the case was, the Goyim took her because of money matters. And it says, why do we say she's still Torah, she can still marry a Goyim? Because she has Edim with her the whole time that she did not live with the Goyim. Or ain Edim idinoiso, mashmi, if there would be no Edim saying Edis for her, loy, then we would not trust her. We would say rather she's also Labaila. Aya Mishnah says, at the moment she's Mut Labaila. On Meshanya, this we end, so Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Lekash is no stira. Hatayu kanshi yad yisod kifal ev dikachovim. Kanshi yad ev dikachovim tkifal atzman. Like Shmuel said, it depends when the goyim have the upper hand, then takash is also aide mamun. But where the Jews have the upper hand, the government is run by the Jews, then we say if the goyim took her because of money matters, they put her into jail because she owes them money, so we're not afraid the goyim will live with her. Because the goyim are afraid, they want to make sure they get their money back again. But the end of the Mishnah says, "Dovidishno aydei nefashos is asura." But if she was taken to be put in prison because to be killed, then we say the goyim are mafker. Then we say for sure the goyim live with her. She's also labayla. So I'm a rab to goyim noshe ganvi. That means the wives of ganovim. In other words, the goyim caught the husband stealing, and vice versa here, the goyim like killed the husband because of that. So the minig was, when the goyim killed the husband, they automatically make their mishpacha, their wives, hefka, so that any goy could live with her. Therefore we say that must probably she's also labayla. Even in the case that she is saved and her husband is saved, we say the goyim live with her and she did it berotzen. No, the wife of ben dunoy means he was a hirig, he was a ratzeach. In other words, not if they caught the husband for stealing matters. Only when they caught the husband killing somebody. And then the mafka, the wife, and then we're afraid the goyim lived with her, and she did it berotzon, she did it willingly in order to save her life. Like now, Omar Chizki says, "Who should igmadin larigo?" It has to be that the husband already had a psak din; they paskin already that he has to be killed. And then they take his wife and make his wife hefka. Even they did not make the psak din lariga. Still, as soon as they caught the husband for killing somebody, they automatically right away make their wives hefka. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Ir shekavshu karkum, a city that the goyim besieged it, they started to conquer it, is kol kahanu shenimtzo b'toychoi, any kahanis, any isha that's a bas koyin, a kahanis, is psula, she's posel to her husband. In other words, Rashi says, asuras labalein, t'yeshes koyin asur b'yenis, that we have to be afraid the goyim, the army, when they came into the city, they lived with all the ladies there. So therefore, if a lady is married to a kohen, an eishes kohen, the lochurish is also to her husband, even if she was forced to live with another man. So that's the loch of psulois, the apostle to the husbands. What about v'yim yeshlem edim? If there are edim there that no goyim, none of the army men live with her, then afilu evid, even if the aid is only an evid, afilu shivcha hareilu namonim. We believe them. It's not only is an isha namon an edechod, but even a shivcha is also believed. But a person is not able to say about himself that he would, that she was tor, no goyim live with her. Achutz from yourself, and they dechod is neman. Even an eved, even a shivch, even an eved kenani. He's had a loch like an isha though. So to Gemara, or Rimino have a kasha. Says a loch or bal shoyz. That means the army. Rashi says chayol. Al shem shemafakshim kol hamatmeinim. They go and search everything. So balshus means when the army comes into a city. Balshoy shaboli ir is b'shash shalom. If this peace, there's no war. Chav yis psuchas asuras. If you have open barrels of wine, we say there are sukkos. Most probably they touched them and they made it yayin esach. The goyim sumos. If you have closed barrel of wines, mutaris. Then we say it's mutar because the goyim don't go and touch it. They don't open up a closed barrel. What about the Shas Mechama? There's a wartime and the Goyim, the army men come into the city. Then we say, Elu v'Elu Mutaris. Whether the barrels are closed or even open, both the Mutar, we say the Goyim, the army men, did not touch the wine. L'fi Shein P'nai L'Nasech. They don't have enough time to make Yai Nesach to touch the wine. In other words, they're busy fighting. So who we see from here, when the army comes in to fight, they're too busy to do other things. So why does our Mishnah say that when the army came into the city, we have to be afraid all the ladies there are also to the husbands, any Yeshus Koyin is lost because the Goyim live with him. I would say now the army men don't have time to be menasech, to touch the wine, so the Chur should, they shouldn't have time to be boiled the Yeshus also, to live with the ladies there. Amar Rav Mori, so the answer is no. Amar Rav Mori, Mori says, live all Yesh Penai. They do have time to have Biyah, to live with the ladies, the army men have time. But lenasech en Penai, to make nesach, to make touch the wine, that they don't have time. And Rashi says, the talk of Lu Yitzrayu, the reason why they have time to have znus, to live with the ladies, because that they have the Yitzara for, they have the Yitzara to live with the ladies. So even though they're in the middle of war, they'll live with them. Mashenka, to touch the wine, that we're not afraid of. Rav Yitzchak bar Elazar Mishmei Dechizki Yoma, he says another teretz. The chilek is like this, Kan Bekarkam Shaloshim Malchus. One is talking about the army men coming from their own kingdom. In other words, they're conquering a neighboring city. Kan the karkum shemalchus tacheres. One is talking about where the army men go to fight in a faraway distance. So it's about lekas haralim pshat. Rashi learns pshat that if it's close by, the neighboring, then they want to save the people. They don't want to destroy the people. They want to make like that city part of their kingdom. So then the army men don't touch the people there. They don't live with the ladies. That's the law of Baal Shois. When the army men come into a neighboring city, they want to conquer that whole city, so they don't ruin it. They don't touch the wine there. They don't touch the ladies there. That's what our Mishnah says, if an ear that was captured by the Goyim, we have to be afraid to live with the ladies, that's by a faraway city. Then they don't care to destroy it, therefore they'll live with all the ladies there. So our Mishnah means with a faraway city, not near the kingdom itself. That's the way Rashi learns Pshat. So Gemara asked the Kasha, Shalois Malchus, from the kingdom, if it's a close by neighboring city, we say then the army men won't ruin the city, they won't live with the ladies. For the Gemara Nami, Yevshad Lo Yorachad Minayu, it's not possible like at least one army man like Ran had one after the ladies. That must probably for sure that they still live with the ladies. So why do you say that mutter? Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Kishem Misham Rois Roye Zu Azu. We're talking about that the watchmen watch one another. So Mela, the army men watch one another. So therefore we're not afraid they went even to have Bia to live with the ladies there. Fred Gemara, but still, Yevshad the Lenaim Apurta, it's not possible that they don't go to sleep. Even the watchmen also fall asleep. So they'll never know for sure that nobody lived with anybody there. So my answer is, Amar Rabbi Levi, Kugain de Mahadelo Lamosa, they go around the city, Shulshulta, they put like chains around the city, the Kalbonav watchdogs, the Gavzon geese, the Yavzo. Now as the kids said, they watch the city very carefully. So since they put such good watchmen all around the city, they see that they mean business. Now therefore the army men also that go and fight will be very careful, and they see that they mean business to watch carefully the city, not to destroy it. They won't have beer, they won't live with the ladies there either. So in other words, they are very good watchmen all over the city. Therefore the army men that go to fight such a city know that the king wants the city should be watched well, to be taken good care of. They want to conquer it, to use it to be part of their kingdom. Therefore they won't destroy the people there, they won't go and live with the people there. Amar Rabbi Abba Bazavda. Rabbi Abba Bazavda says, Pligi bo Rabbi Yehuda Nesi of Rabbonin. It's a machloikas of Yehuda Nesi and the Rabbonin. Chad Amma once says like this, Kan bekarkum shaloyser malchus, kan bekarkum shalmalchus acheres. At the kasha we had before, once talking about a kingdom, the city is right near it, so there they take good care of it, they don't destroy it. And once talking about a faraway city, Filei kashalei, filei midi, and male, there's no stira. That these are good terrors. One is close by, they're careful not to ruin it. And one is far away, they don't care. That was one terrors. V'chad kashalei kolhani, another one had all the kashas that we just got finished asking. Well, Mishani gave a terrors like this. Kagoin de mahadalei lamosor, shulshuto, v'kalbo, v'gavzo, v'yavzo. Like we just said. Now, he holds it wasn't enough of a terrors to say that it's a close by city.
Even if it's a close by city, still it's possible that some army men go and live with the ladies there. So you have to be talking about that the king put a very good watch around that city, that they have good watchdogs and good chains around it. So since they see that they're watching it very carefully, therefore the army men would be afraid to go and live with the ladies there. Therefore, that's Shana's Bryce in the Gemara, that the wine is mutter, and the Udim were not afraid to live with the ladies there either. Omer Rabbi Idi Baravin, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Barashin, Vinyesha Machabu Achas, if there's one hiding place in the city, in other words, like in our Mishnah, it says that when the army comes into the city, all the ladies there are also. But what about if there's a hiding place, that the ladies could have went in there to hide, and the goyim couldn't catch them? Then we say, Matzeles ala kahanes kulan, that all of them are mutter. We have a right to say, each one of them, they were there and saved themselves. They went to this cave-like, and therefore the goyim didn't get to them. The goyim didn't touch them. So, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu has a question like this. What about Eina Machzeka Salachas? Let's say this cave, this hiding cave that you could hide there, only holds one person. So, Maho, what's the locha? We say, Kol Choda V'Choda, Hainu Ho. Every lady we go to, if we have a doubt whether she lived with the Goyim or not, Minasofik will say, no, she did not live with the Goyim, because maybe she was the one that was able to save herself in this hiding place. So since there's, even though there's only one hiding place, but each lady, we have to be Sufik, maybe she was saved there. I do, maybe no, we don't say so far. Since it's only one lady that could be saved, most of them could not be saved. So therefore, since we have a doubt upon all the ladies, we have to say rather all of them are still Temeis, they're also to the husbands. Any Ashes Koyein would be also to a husband. For the Gemara, like, what's your Sufik? Gumaishna Mishne Shvilin? Why is this different than a case of two roads? A famous case that you have two roads, that we know for sure one road had a mace buried there. One road was Tamei. And you have a Kohen or two Kohanim, and each one walked through one road. So we know one of these people for sure is Tamei. We don't know which one. So Lachar is like this. Mishnei Shvilim. That Echot Tamei v'Echot Torah. You have two roads. On one road there's Tuma, there's a mace buried there. And the second road does not have a mace buried there. For Holach b'Echot Men, a person went down one of the roads. V'yosa Tyrus. And then he did Tyrus, and now he thought he's still Tor, and he touched Truma. Ovo Chaver, and now his friend came, Beholach Vesheni, went down the second road, and also Vyosa Tyrus, he also did Tyrus, he also touched Truma afterwards. So what's the halacha? One of them, for sure, is Tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, if each one goes to ask a Rav this a question by themselves, each one has his own question. Am I Tamei or not? Each one, it's a suffix, if he went down the road, that's Tamei. So when a suffix, he has a Cheskes Taira, we should say, since he was Torah before, he's still Torah right now. So that's the law of Torah. If each one asks the question separately, we look at each one as a separate question, and each one has its own Cheskes Taira, we say he's Torah. What about Shneim Kiyachas? Let's say both of them ask the question together, then we say Timaeus. Like if asking it together, for sure one of you two is Tamei. So we can't use chazokas here, because for sure one of the two is Tamei. So since one of the two for sure is Tamei, we'll like Machma to say both of them is Tamei. Tamei is they're both Tamei. Rabbi Yossi says like this, Benkach u Benkach Tameim. In both cases they're Tamei. Even if they ask, each one asks by himself, still they're both Tameim. Now what's the Machlekes? The Yomar Rabbi Vitaim Rabbi Yechanan. Bevasachas Divrihakol Tameim. If they both come to ask the question together, then everybody agrees they're both Tamei. Because since they're both here together, and we know for sure one of these two went down the Talmudic road, therefore we say they're both Tamei. You can't say one is Tor, so therefore we have to say both is Tamei. What about the Zeach HaZeh, the Rihako Torim? If one person asked the question today, so Bezdin Paskin's based on him alone, it's a doubt whether he went through the road of Tamei or not. He has a Cheskes Taira. We say he's still Tor. The next one asks the question tomorrow. The same thing. Everybody agrees that the Torah. Lo nechlo kuweros amachleikis over here. Ele babol li shirl olav v'yachaveroi. In the case, only one person comes to ask the question. But when he comes to ask the question, he asks the question about himself and about his friend. He asks the question, am I Tamei? What about my friend? That's the Shaila. Ma mad milei lebavas achas. The one that says here, Rav Nosson, it says that Tameyim, he holds it's like a case of a Vasachas. Because since when one asks the question, he doesn't only ask about himself. He's also asking, what about my friend? He tells Beis Din, I went down road one. My friend went down road number two. What's the loch? Are we both Tame or not? So since Beis Din, like the question comes in front of Beis Din, which pertains to both of them, so Beis Din has to say they're both Tomei. That's Rav Nosson Svara. Uma, the Tanakam holds no. Uma, madmilei, lebezeh achazeh. Same it to one after another, that since only one person is really asking the question, so Beis Din only looks about you. You yourself, you're one person, you have a cheskes Torah, we say you're still Torah. Your friend, even though you're asking about him, but since he's not here right now, we don't really paskin about him. We only is paskin about you, and you have a cheskes tyra. That's the machlekes. So the chuduk from Mars Kasher is v'ochinam here also. If you have this city that the Goyish army went through the city, so it's saying now if there's one machva, if there's one hiding place, that you have the doubt to say maybe all the ladies are Torah. The question: how could that be? We know for sure only one lady is Torah. That's all. So how could you say now all of them? So Chura, since only one could be saved and not the other ones, so since the other ones we have to say are Temeis, we should have to say they're all Temeis. For the Mabahokin Ami, Kivon de Shari Lulukulu, Kimabasachas Dami, if you want to say they're all Mutta to the husbands, it's like the Vasachas. You're asking the Shaila about all the ladies in this city, are they Mutta or not? So if you want to tell me, since there's one hiding place for one lady, all of them is Tor, why? As Daima Tishnei Shvilin, we're asking the question upon all of them together, that for sure it should be Tumeya. So Gemara says, Hachi Yashta, what does one have to do with the other? Hosam Vadi Yigatuma. By the case of two roads, where both friends, each one went down one road, we know for sure one went down the Tumadika road. One of these two roads, for sure, is Tumei. So since we have a Vadai Tuma, therefore we say if the question is about both of them, we have to say they're both Tumei. But Hawker over here, what happened? We don't know for sure the Goyim live with the ladies there. Hawker miyema diitme. Who said the Goyim live with her? Like it's only Yechumra, it's a man lost on Yuchsin. The Rabbanah made a mile here that the Rabbanah were machmir to say that when the Goyish army comes through the city, we have to be afraid maybe the Goyim live with the ladies there. Therefore, all the Eshes Kahanim are rosted to the husbands. But it's only a doubt whether they live with them or not. So therefore, it could be, if we have one machva, one hiding place, so for sure one lady was able to hide herself there, so she's tor, it could be, minasofik, like we say, all of them have this doubt. And every one, you want to clear the shayla, we could say, like it's a sveik sveika like. Maybe she was saved in the hiding place. And even if she wasn't saved in the hiding place, maybe the goyim never lived with her. So here it's better than shnei shrilim. So that's the other Gemara clears it for shayla. Boy Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi asks a question like this. What's going to be if Omra, she says, Loi nechbeisi, for loi netmeisi mau? Again, the Goyim, the army men, went through the city. So the Mishnah says, all the wives of the Kahanim are rosted to the husbands. What about if there's a hiding place there? And then they're mutter. What's going to be though, if this wife says, you should know, I was not in the hiding place, but no Goyim live with me. Do we believe her or not? Mau. Me, Armina, do we say, as a swerve from Amigo over here,